Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. It's Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm really, really excited tonight because I am going to start a new series with you. With all this powerful energy pouring down on the planet Earth, a new truth is seeding inside. It's the fact that freedom isn't found. It's remembered. You are receiving a sacred invitation. Your path is widening, and you have been implanted with some type of new seed inside of your eighth chakra. This seed will help you remember some things inside yourself that have laid dormant and in the shadows. Now is the time for all this information to come forth. Benjamin Franklin taught that energy and persistence conquers all things. That's been one of my favorite sayings throughout my lifetime. Energy and persistence conquer all things. There are two ways of spreading light, to be the candle or the mirror that reflects it. When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, and to love. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, then change your attitude. This is going to be very important to remember in the next few months. The mental plane may seem to be taking you someplace unfamiliar, a place you don't want to go. But remain optimistic. You may have to retrain your mind to create new, higher frequency space, to expand your awareness, knowledge, and to embrace something better. In the meantime, as the information downloads, enjoy the space. This is your new breathing room. Mindful wisdom creates inner harmony, and that's what you're being given from the universe as we move along. You are manifesting and maintaining your own inner harmony, which requires energy and persistence. This movement does require daily meditation because it has to build to see the results. You have sown the seeds at your birth, and now you are ready to reap the gifts and rewards. The owl has always been my favorite mascot for visions of reality, and now it becomes yours. With great discernment, it will make itself known to you. Your spiritual allies are there for you as well. The masters, your Passover loved ones, your guides, and your angels, and whoever you need. Right now, these invisible allies are here to protect and distance you, to protect your energy during this process, which will continue until the Great Reset in February of 2026. Your kundalini is rising up from your root chakra. The energy is your security, your survival, and it goes all the way up your spine, piercing the dormant ninth chakra at the neck and then into the crown chakra to your eighth chakra that's above the crown. This kundalini energy brings activation. The energy through pulsation is activating so that you can do things with it. It's just waiting for the go, which will come from the solar flares at some point. Your assignment is to create a quiet space. This process is very sacred and very spiritual. All you lightworkers have been able to unlock a master key, and now you will master this new powerful galactic healing energy. What else is Spirit bringing to you at the Lion's Gate and this Aquarius full moon in August of 2025? You will need to work on the quiet space. You may be sensitive to other people's projections, fears, and lack mentally. Don't allow yourself to absorb that. The Kundalini fire will protect and purify you. Remember, thy will is my will. Give yourself this sacred moment. It's your birthright. Let go of all fear and allow yourself to activate this energy. The galaxy unknown is your divine invitation. Now we're talking. You're becoming a galactic healer. Let's move forward with an open mind. There are many things that happen here on Earth that are unexplainable. Not only do you carry ancient codes in your soul's blueprint, but you carry future codes as well. You can overlap timelines. The galactic healer inside knows that something powerful is going on with you. Don't take this lightly. Honor it. Treat it as sacred, because it is. I know, and I've been there. Sometimes the mind can take you places where you don't want to go. Here's the truth. Even the most enlightened ones still have to set boundaries and may go back to being a student as well. So quiet the mind, because you have to quiet the mind to open the mind. Sounds easy? It's not. People would rather be busy doing something, like go check their phone or write their to-do list, rather than just sit in a quiet moment. Just know that at this time, the galactic healer is moving forward. You may or may not have a connection with certain systems, Palladian, Orion, Arcturian, whatever. But you have the connection codes from below to above. You have the earth, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, all of it, right up to the center of the universe and beyond. Your new wisdom will be opening many new doors. You lightworkers are definitely getting messages from the stars. It is a time for divine understanding, with messages of hope, and you attract in and give out messages of great love, which comes in many forms. Allow yourself to be surrounded by all kinds of spiritual love. You have a soul family along with cosmic ancestors. You lightworkers have been able to shift something, create a new divine unity. This unity is tied to the kundalini, rising and piercing of the eighth chakra. The activation will grow stronger and stronger as long as you're aware of it. Believe in this action and nurture it. Meanwhile, as we move along into 2026, you will have some new powers open up, new gifts, new connections, new ways of doing things. Don't look back. You're in your forward movement here. And that's a wow. Pluto, the planet of karma, in the sign of Aquarius, connects the higher frequencies to all of the stars and planets. You lightworkers have had to be strong and optimistic about what lies ahead. Deep down, you know to rely on your soul and intuition. You're lucky. All of you are early in obtaining the kundalini information and wisdom arriving on the planet Earth. And that's not a bad thing. The 3D mind needs more time to catch up. But with the higher frequencies, it's not the mind that catches up. It's the soul. The divine does not live in the human mind. It dwells in the soul. I'll be back with more about this and other information after our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip, week of August 11th through August 17th, 2025. We're past the two most challenging aspects of August. Welcome to the luckiest week of the month, if not the year. Here comes your reward. This is a week of destiny moments. Mercury goes direct on Monday, and you will feel the confusion vibes evaporate away. Then, almost immediately, a period filled with several rare, powerful, positive aspects arrive that will take us to month's end. It's an excellent time to make peace and clear things up with anyone that you may have had a misunderstanding with. Also, it's perfect timing to get projects off the ground, sign contract, interview for a new job, along with anything else you can do to establish a basis for your future. On Tuesday, August 12th, Venus and Jupiter meet in Cancer for an intimate embrace. The strong Cancer energy brings harmony, peace, with a quiet emphasis on what's coming in February of 2026. Nobody really knows what to say about these energies, except that they're fiery. The Saturn-Neptune conjunction in Aries at 0 degrees will conjunct the destiny nodes. That's a great reset. We've all been talking about it for the last year. The great reset, which has never happened before to anyone living on this planet. There was also a full moon on August 9th, which lends additional weight to this rare constellation, because in February of 2026, we have the opposite full moon in Leo. Please pay attention to what's happening to you this summer and this month. You're getting a glimpse. Thanks to a potent, infrequent square between Saturn and Uranus, things started now can take off suddenly and really be fruitful. Tuesday is another ultra-positive day for teamwork, innovation, and a focused mindset to get things done. The quality of time during these days offers many excellent opportunities, but you must seize them actively and consciously. The harmonious connection between Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto indicates that completely new possibilities exist in the collective field. Mars, Pluto, and Uranus form a grand trine in air signs. There is hardly a better time to start manifesting new visions and ideas. However, Mars also opposes Saturn and Neptune, which form the apex of a kite figure. Double listlessness and fear of being unable to muster up enough energy can now nip promising projects in the bud. What counts now is courage, determination, and the willingness to take full responsibility for your actions. Don't let doubts and fear paralyze you. Take a few steps on your new path. You won't regret it. Thursday and Friday are your social and romantic days. Thursday evening is a great time for spirited, quick-witted conversations with friends, while Friday is the perfect time to plan a romantic date after work. Saturday is filled with very uplifting energies. Whether you want to get things done, get into shape, enjoy art or a film, or just socialize, you will have a warm and lovely time. You almost can feel the magic of the moments. In these extraordinary times, you can achieve many things, even projects that seem hopeless at a first glance. Whatever you aspire to, dare to start it now. It's an excellent time for true self-empowerment, especially with the Aquarian full moon energies, which call for aligning personal ideals and collective concerns. The developments we are witnessing today will prove extremely relevant in 2026. Keep an open mind when you turn your attention to the world. The quality of time during this conjunction speaks of feelings of happiness, fulfillment, and intense, deep emotions. Everything that begins now, whether a new life, marriage, or project, carries this signature, happiness, fulfillment, and deep, intense emotions. It's a time for action along with laying a foundation for future triumphs. Don't allow this rare aspect to go to waste. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, and that was our weekly cosmic tip. From September 2025 through April 2026, you are physically being pulled out of an old reality. Each and every one of the light workers has been allowed to connect with your galactic neighbors. The codes you came to Earth with at birth are now being amplified. You will soon find that deep within you, you will begin to recognize the shifts and changes that will be taking over the energies for the next 8 to 10 months. Wherever you are now in frequency will greatly expand as we move along. It's amazing what's happening with time. It is going so fast. It's really elevating. There's so many major changes occurring within us. I am honored and grateful to be the carrier of these messages to you, as well as to be on the planet Earth at this time. It's amazing to witness what is shifting and transitioning with this ascension process. We are now passing through August time period, and we're coming into September. Things have turned topsy-turvy from the influx of energy that is coming on the planet. People are starting to see that the old ideas and thought patterns are leaving very quickly. The fall equinox and eclipse season will enhance that. The old ways, old ideas of confinement are being pushed to the edge. Individuals will begin to sense that they are being closed in, as if being pushed up against a wall. Do as I say and not as I do. That's over. These energy patterns are becoming more powerful as we move along. Humans are seeing that they are finding their way differently than they used to. Following the old structure or living in the old world rules are becoming more and more uncomfortable. People will begin to buck the system. Their happiness and joy is outside of the realm of confinement. They will find that they can separate from the old ways and find new ways and new communities of being. The rest of August will be a disruptive month. Many things will come out that people are going to have to look at, process, and evaluate over a period of time. Humans are now being forced to make ascension choices. Do you continue on with the old belief systems, or will you choose to take a different road? As we go through the eclipse season, we are going to be brought comforting energy, the energy of have no fear, we are with you. So many new opportunities are opening up so that you can see the light within yourself. You can now create a new way of being to find more happiness and joy. This new way will become very natural to you as we move through 2026 and 2027. Please recognize at this time that the teachers are coming forward. You will see that these teachers have elevated themselves to a level of consciousness that brings smiles, happiness, joy, and a new balance. They will share this with others in new, unexpected ways so that others can see the new world. Many transitions are occurring between the fall of 2025 and April of 2026 because humanity is shifting and growing as to who they are. They are fighting with their minds in ways that they have not experienced before. It's all so new, so different, and so unanticipated. People who are inflicting harm on others, verbal, control, or in any way suppressing another being from expressing or fulfilling their human potential, will find themselves struggling with their actions. Something's going to start happening inside. It will be very uncomfortable, and perhaps they will become physically sick when they are pushing someone else up against the wall. Those who are being pushed will find the inner strength to fight back because they refuse to allow the smothering any longer. This new sovereignty energy is creating a new awareness, an openness that shows us that we can live differently than we have been living in the past. This is the ascension process. Along with these energies, the angelic realm is coming in a full force. They will be residing on the earth in a different way and form than has ever been on earth before. The angels will literally be walking the planet, and the light workers will see them and recognize them. Others will sense the energy form and the high frequency that's present. This sacred and powerful energy is present to butt heads with the dark. They're going to melt away and bring smoke, vapor, and mist to the more dense energies. These angels are being placed on earth to secure the light forces. They are here to evaporate and move the heavier, darker forces that are creating all the chaos at this transition. Although many think this is impossible, this gift is coming to your planet, and there is no human or animal alive who will not be touched by the energetic forces. This is not only for the human realm to see, feel, and know that there's a different way, along with the love and light dwelling within each person. It provides an opportunity for ascension. This angelic frequency provides an elevation for the love, peace, and harmony vibration. You'll be lifted up into a different reality. During this time, the outer world will be tumultuous with much upheaval occurring, both on the earth's surface and within other people. The energetic emotions with individuals will be disrupted. Be aware that September is an initiation month in the new world. Many of you will be joyous to know that we are gaining new help, new wisdom, new channeled messages to assist us with this elevation of consciousness. The troops are arriving. The frequencies and vibrations are rising. The troops come from our galactic neighbors as well as our master realms. May this message tonight bring you rest, comfort, and peace. The information came from my great guide, Mentor. Now we're going to take a break for a half hour, listen to our music, and I'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/letsfindout. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Bette Midler with From a Distance. It certainly fits our subject matter tonight. There's a shift coming for each soul on the planet, but we don't know what and we don't know when. It's coming, so get ready. But you have to be patient because it's all in divine timing. Don't overthink things, but trust. Too much input is stalling your path. Like shoulda, woulda, coulda, if, will it or won't it, when is it coming, those types of thoughts. You just have to breathe deeply, feel the breath in your chest, and say to yourself, I'm at the beginning. I'm just starting out. I'm at the beginning of a wonderful life. Be patient. Stay silent. Your new road is already here for you. Like the wise owl, don't reveal too much. Give yourself time so the mind can absorb and make sense of it all. You are coming into your divine gifts and divine understanding. And that process takes time. You just cannot rush it. You may not be very comfortable right now. Remember, you are opening up to become a galactic healer. You got a promotion from the universe. You are in the hands of the divine. The new truths are growing inside of you. Stay still, stay silent, and like a rich garden, allow everything to grow. Your soul, your mind, your inner fire is expanding. Do not second guess yourself. There is no room for doubt. At the Pisces full moon eclipse on September 7th, have the courage to embrace change. A new adventure is awaiting you. Lean on your intuition. The intuition is guiding you to have courage and to stand strong. This energy is all about inner power, not outer power. You may have quite a bit of astral travel during your meditations and sleep time. The experiences could be quite different, but very exciting. You will find that you can go beyond mortal boundaries in your dreams and meditation experiences. Walk in your inner knowing, your faith, not fear. Your future life is lining up, and it's brilliant. Inside your soul, your good karma is encoded. You are encrypted with both ancient and divine codes. You're moving beyond friends and family who have chosen a different route. They may have chosen a downgrade, and you may feel hurt by this, but it's actually activating something inside of you. This parting, this separation, was bound to happen. Your future brings you new friendships and lucky times. There's good news coming that bring you success and prosperity. Temptation is hiding in the wings. Be brave enough to surrender and wise enough to wait. You may be tempted to go back to the known or that certain someone when you really know it's over. What you're doing is rising up. You've really outgrown whatever is trying to tempt you. It will never work out because you are different inside. It will run its course very fast. This person is trying to find peace outside of themselves when peace comes from within. There is no one to blame. So many of us have been taught this, that all power is outside of you, not inside. Just say bye-bye to all that thought. Your master key right now is to know that your power comes from inside. You may be very new to this healing power. Don't be afraid of this. Be very careful of anyone who wants to come back into your life. Let's talk finances. I will be discussing this next week in detail. We have a lot coming ahead of us regarding finances worldwide, and I know you want to know what's going on. But you may be at a time of rebuilding right now. Just stay low-key until we get to the Great Reset next February. At this point, each one of us has a choice coming up, something that can make our soul free, happy, and expand the heart. Learning and assimilating the new spiritual chakras. This is a time of great joy, renewal, and deep connection to spirit. You are in divine order. You are in union with spirit. You are in alignment with your internal codes. You have been chosen. You have been allowed to tap into and activate and open up some of the new codes for the planet Earth, for the new generation to learn from. The galactic healers will be leaving a legacy. You are born to be very successful. Harness that aura, that frequency, that ability to be quiet, focused, and filled with the light and love of the universe. This is Elizabeth Joyce. We have come to the end of our program for tonight. I'm sure you gained a lot out of it, and I am so excited to be walking with all of you towards our new world. It's breathtaking. We still have our meditation and the song and wonderful music by Richard Shulman. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force.
the breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension. The God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.